brown. We always called it bagging. I don't know what duke sex.
Okay. You ever heard of toe sack or gunny sack or burlap bag or?
Toe sack.
Okay, if you took corn to the mill to be ground, what word would you have for the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Well, you can care what quantity you want on. Half a bushel, two bushels.
But regardless of how big it was, would you call it a turn or
No, you'd have to have 2,000 pounds to kill a ton.
Okay.
And you wouldn't kill no ton unless you go have it ground for stock, hogs, cows, and animals.
What about the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms? What you call that?
A cord.
Of wood.
Wood?
Yeah.
Oh, we call it a ton. Oh, they call it armful, but we call it a ton.
That's not the same thing as the word you just said.
No.
Okay. But you never use the word turn talking about corn.
Well, you can buy so many tons or so many 1,000 pounds to make a ton, and hay, it goes with a ton.
But when you talk about wood, you don't mean 2,000 pounds.
No, we're talking about wood would be a, we call it a ton, would be our own full.
Yeah. Okay. There's something that you might use to carry the clothes outside and to hang them on the line.
There's a basket you use.
Okay. And this is something that a musical instrument that had reeds that you blew in. You know what I mean? About this long, maybe. You hold it up like this and blow it.
Was that what would you call a heart?
Okay. You think of any other words for that?
Seems like we had what we call a carding in it, something of it, where they blow and mashing notes on it. But I just remember what it was called. But I know what the harp is, but there was another one.
This is something that you put it in your mouth and you pluck the string. Can you think of a name for that?
No.
You hold it between your teeth.
This was that carding, I think it's what they call it when you blow it and wake the notes with your fingers.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of juice harp?